A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness. So says the poet Keats. Shelley said, her beauty made the bright world dim, and everything beside it seemed like the fleeting image of a shade. Yes, beauty is a thing of joy forever. It's my great pleasure to introduce to you a young lady who feels beauty should be a joy forever, Mrs. Rosebud Baldwin, who is a Lady Catherine Specialist for Stanley Home Products. Her experience is very broad. She had part of her training with a French cosmetologist and chemist. She's also trained and worked with the leading makeup men in Hollywood in the various studios. She heads up the Department of Cosmetics for Stanley Home Products and is one of the finest teachers of using and selling cosmetics today. I give you Rosebud Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Hi, everybody. It's good talking with you again. And today we're going to discuss cosmetics. And you know, we hear so much about the total look, the natural look, the pastel look. It has even been called that innocent look. There are so many different names for a certain look, but the important thing is, what look is the best for you? And how can you achieve the look which best portrays and accentuates your best features and your personality? Let us give you some ideas today how you can custom blend the cosmetics to do the best job for you. You know, before applying the cosmetics, we really need a good skin. Now, there are four basic steps to remember for a good skin. Number one is to cleanse. Most people use soap and water, but it generally takes a few hours for the natural oils to return to the skin when you do. You know better than anyone else how often you can afford to wash your face. And if you do not remove all the soap, the alkali will clog the pores just as much as the dirt will. The number two step is to refresh. We need to refresh the skin just as a spring flower needs the soft spring rain to revive and brighten its hues. The next important step is to lubricate. Think of your skin as a prune and a plum. They're almost the same things, aren't they? But what's the difference? You're right. The moisture has been removed from the plum to make a prune. Now, the same thing happens to your skin when the moisture has been removed. It is most important that we maintain that moisture balance in the skin. The next step is to protect. This is one of the most important steps. In our modern world of air pollution, sudden changes of temperature, and lack of moisture in the air, you need to protect the skin. Now all you need to remember is to cleanse, refresh, lubricate, and protect. Well, most of us say, you're right, but I just never get around to it. Stanley knew that too, so they developed what we call a 3-minute skincare treatment. Miss Catherine L. O'Brien, whom the cosmetics are named after, says, if it takes you 24 hours a day to get older, you ought to take at least 3 minutes a day to stay younger. Now, the first item in our 3-minute night care set is the Lady Catherine Deep Facial Cleanser. It is a very soft, smooth, liquefying type of cream. Apply with the balls of the finger in an upward and outward motion and leave for a few moments and then tissue it away. It will remove the stale makeup, soil, and perspiration. Do not stretch, pull, or pummel your skin, as your skin is like elastic, and like a rubber band, if stretched out of shape, it never goes back to its original shape. Why not treat your skin like it was the only one you were ever going to have? To remove the last traces of soil and cream, dampen a small cotton pad with water and skin freshener and gently pat over the face. Take particular care around the mouth, nose, and the hairline where pore-clogging dirt is most likely to linger undetected. Keep cutting down on the amount of water on the cotton and increase the amount of skin freshener until you get it just right for you. We call this do-it-yourself cosmetics, as you can adjust this for your type of skin. Put a small amount of night cream over the face and neck. Now go gently over the eye area. This not only softens and smooths the skin, but it leaves it non-greasy. This is the modern way to cleanse, refresh, and lubricate the skin without greasy sheets and pillowcases. This set sells for, which is less than some of our competitors get for night cream by itself. I'll wait while you jot it down. There are several ways to protect the skin. If you do not like to use any kind of color on the skin, use the beauty lotion. Or if your skin has a tendency to dryness, use the face and body lotion, which is a moisturizing lotion. If your skin is exceptionally dry, use the Lady Catherine night cream under the makeup. None of these are greasy. But Stanley has developed the best protection of all, which is the Lady Catherine foundation makeup. This is a complete makeup in itself. If you only wore this and lipstick, your skin would look dressed. This comes in several different shades. You will want to know the right shade for you. Try them on the inside of the arm and find the shade closest to your skin tones. Then, as most of us suntan in the summer and get lighter again in the winter, and wear more and more color in our clothes and hair, one color foundation will hardly do. Let us show you how easily you can custom blend your own colors, and for pennies, not for dollars. Let's say today you're wearing black. Black is not a color, so there's no reflection of colors, and sometimes the skin looks very sallow. As an artist uses a palette to blend colors, make your own palette. Use the cup-like space between the thumb and the forefinger as a spot to blend your foundations. Use the beauty paddle and put a few drops of the Suntone foundation base, which has a lovely golden shade. Then add a few drops of the medium, which is a neutral color. Blend them together with your finger. Notice how it blends without a single streak. Now apply to your face with a dampened facial sponge. Dot the foundation on the forehead, cheek, nose, chin, and neck, and then smooth in one direction and then the other. This not only protects the skin, it leaves it with a lovely velvet-like finish. Try blending Suntone and Rose Beige when you are wearing pastels. You'll learn very rapidly how to increase the darker colors as you suntan in the summer and increase the lighter tones for the winter. Add pink tones for the pastels and to brighten the dark clothes, and sun tones for beiges and browns. With three shades of foundation, which you can have for, you can custom blend your own colors for any outfit you might wear or any season of the year. Now, I said this was a complete makeup by itself, and it is. But everyone wants this new look, that one that gives that soft, translucent look to the skin. This takes just a little more doing. First, it takes a little rouge, and almost everybody is afraid of rouge. But can you blame them? When you see someone over rouge, they look old and hard. But when you don't wear any, you look like you're not with it. We have two approaches to the rouge. We have the soft blush cream rouge for daytime and the frosted blush on for evening wear. Wear the cream rouge over the foundation and under the powder. The frosted blush on is worn over both the foundation and the powder. Almost everyone can wear the soft blush tint rouge as it picks up your color tones and intensifies it. Now remember, the closer you wear rouge to your nose, the larger your nose looks. The closer to the eye, the more the eye sparkles. Try putting three dots of the rouge along the ridge of the cheek, now close to the eye. Now do not go past the center of the eye. Then rub the sides of the hands together, causing a heat friction. Use the heat friction to blend your rouge, smoothing it back from the center of the cheek all the way back to the hairline and blending it down. Never go below the lobe of your ear. All you want is that soft young girl pink look. The next step is powder. We have a very sheer translucent powder. Remember, girls, get all the color from the foundation and just let the powder set your makeup. Let me share also with you today a secret we learned from the Hollywood makeup men. It is called the $10,000 secret. You never see a movie star or model with a powdered look, do you? Well, this is how it's done. They use a clean powder puff or cotton, press the loose powder all over the face. Press on as much powder as the skin will take. Then take a dampened facial sponge and press lightly over the face, setting the makeup. It does not remove all the powder, So then you take your kitten-like Lady Catherine powder brush and brush off the excess powder. Always coming down with the last stroke, as we all have a little down on the face. This makeup will stay on all day long, even if you go in swimming. Just remember to pat your face dry after the swim. You can have this basic set for, which includes a foundation, rouge, powder, and powder brush. I'll wait while you jot it down. The frosted blush-on type rouge is especially good for evening wear. The swivel type brush makes it easy to apply the rouge. The brush does not spread all over the face, and you can control the amount of rouge you apply. The frosted blush-on gives a lovely shimmering effect under the evening lights. You can get this whole set for only, which is less than most companies charge for a brush by itself. We really do not expect you to remember everything that has been said, so we have put this in a booklet form, the Magic Makeup in Minutes booklet, which shows you how to apply your creams and makeup with a custom color blending chart, suggesting how to blend your foundations, shadows, and lipsticks for any outfit you may be wearing. Now, on the other side of the record, we will discuss eye makeup, facial contouring, and lipstick blending.